everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Danny Morrell Show. We had some technical difficulties. We have a great show planned for you today. As you guys can see, we obviously have a wall of black back here. We're still working on getting the studio together, but the great news is that we've got an entire what do we call this, Lauren? Like a wall of TVs?
Monitor.
Yeah, like a whole monitor thingamajiggy. It's coming. Nick, are humans out there?
Yes.
Nick, are humans responding?
Yes.
Okay, Nick, can you tell them to respond if they are listening or if they're hearing? Let's find out how things are going. If we could do that, that would be great. And then if you could tell me, like, things are going great, then I feel at peace and I can have a great show. Sound good?
Got it.
Okay, so guys, while we're waiting, we've got three guests with three specific questions. We're going to actually be bringing them live on the show and answering their questions. Our hope is that every single week, some of their questions and concerns are also some of your questions and concerns, and we can kind of help them, we can help you. But at the same time, what I like to do is we're going to be picking two questions from the comments to answer live on the show as well. So if you got a great question about your business, please make sure that you comment in the comment section with your question, okay? I want to let you guys know before we take this first caller, I want to let you guys know that just 2 days ago, we announced that the tickets for Relentless are now 2-for-1. And there's a reason why we did this, guys. We did this because at Vision, which was our first event of the year, I noticed that we had, for some reason, like a husband or a wife or a partner of some sort sitting in the VIP section, and then somebody, you know, their partner or spouse was sitting in the back of the room. And so I thought to myself, I know that you all want to invest in your education. I know that you want to improve your business acumen. I know that you want to get better as business people. I thought to myself, what could I do to help support the growth of the family, the growth of your unity with your spouse, your partner, even with your assistant, right? And I thought to myself, it'd be a great idea to share with you guys the opportunity to buy one ticket for Relentless and get the second one half off. So whatever ticket you buy, whether it's general admission, VIP, or the big daddy of them all, Platinum VIP, where you're going to be sitting in the first three rows, meeting with Andy Frisella, meeting with Ed Milet, getting to shake Alex Rodriguez's hand, take pictures with him, you will know, and now you can have peace of mind that your spouse, your husband, your wife, your partner, your assistant, whoever you want to bring can come with you at half price off. So if you guys like that, type in a little yes right now. You like it or whatever the case may be. And especially if you're planning on taking advantage of that, let me know, because the heart and the intention behind it is to make sure that not only we put together a great event, but that you're growing together with the most important people in your life. So Nick? Okay. All right. So we're going to go to our first guest. And he is calling us from where, Lauren?
Washington.
Nick, I am assuming things are going okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. So, and who is the first caller?
Brandon Hatfield from Washington.
Brandon Hatfield from Washington. What's up, Brandon? How are you, man?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Brandon, I'm going to need you to speak as loud as you can. Okay, buddy?
Okay, you got it.
Awesome. So, Brandon, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in the business?
About 9 years.
9 years, and who do you work for, or what's your brokerage?
The brokerage I work for is Kelly Wright Real Estate.
Awesome. So
the name of the brand that I'm trying to build is For Sale by Brandon.
Okay.
Because I like to work specifically with For Sale by Owners.
Okay, so you like to work specifically with For Sale by Owners. All right, great. So, Brandon, what's your question, my man? How can we help you?
The question I had, Danny, was when you were still in production,
okay,
what was your follow-up program like? So from the point of contact with a buyer or a FABO, what was your follow-up program like?
Okay, so the question, guys, from Brandon, and guys, Nick, you see, if you could ask the audience how they're able to hear, that would be great. But the question from Brandon is, how is the follow-up program, or what was my follow-up program like? Nick, I would say that I would divide my follow-up efforts into three different categories. And I literally, this is the best advice I can give you. This is literally what we teach some of our coaching clients and all of the agents of the company, is everybody that you meet needs to be divided into one of three categories: a cold, warm, or hot lead. Okay? You want to keep it as simple as that. Cold, warm, or hot. And the beauty of this and the beauty of what it allowed me to do is when you think of any structure that you put in your business, guys, the simpler that it is, the more effective that it will become. And so anytime I would meet with someone, I would gauge their interest level. I would gauge their level of motivation. I would gauge their level of intention on actually doing something. And I would put them into one of three categories. And the first one was cold. That was a cold lead that I met that I really didn't think there was much to, but I was going to do my follow-up process. From there, the goal would be to move them into warm or to delete them. And that's the biggest thing that real estate professionals have a hard time with. You guys, I talk to people all the time who have, I ask people, how many leads do you have? They say, I have 150. And then I say, well, how many deals are you closing a year? 8. Okay, well, something's wrong with that picture. You see what I'm saying, Brandon?
Yes.
Because if your goal is to close, let's say, 30 deals in a year, in most areas that'll make you $250,000 for the year, then you really only need to find and help about 2.5 families a month. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the simpler and more effective and more aggressive that your follow-up campaign is, the more likely you are to find and focus on only those 2.5 people. And so from cold, I would move them to warm, and from warm, I would move them to hot. And hot for me meant that they were ready to buy or sell within the next 30 days. Meaning, as long as I did my job, they were ready to sign a contract to do something with me in 30 days or less. So therefore, I respected that category. I respected the category of hot. To me, hot meant like, I got to do my job. And as long as I do my job, they're signing a contract. So Brandon, sometimes I would go into the month with like 8 hots. I knew it was going to be a good month. Sometimes I would go into the month with like 2 or 3 hots. I knew I got to step up my lead generation to fill up that hot basket. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And then the final piece of advice I would give you, Brandon, is don't ever let a night go by. This is for all of you. Don't ever let a night go by where you don't spend 20 minutes, even if it's in your bed at the end of the day, where you don't spend 20 minutes following up on your leads and going through your CRM. Very, very, very important. So go through all of your CRM, make sure that you're moving people around, make sure that you're tagging them hot, warm, or cold, and make sure that you are in, you have clarity with whatever it is that that particular client needs to move them into the next category. And that's all you're doing, man. You're moving them from cold to warm, from warm to hot, from hot into escrow or to listed.
Yes.
That answer your question?
Yeah. Can I ask one follow-up question real quick, Danny?
Sure. Go for it, buddy.
And I'm thinking the answer is going to be just strictly calls, but were you better at email follow-up as well as calls? Was it a combination of maybe postcards or handwritten notes?
Okay.
What was your strategy there?
So that's a great question, guys, because at Relentless, day 2 is going to be all about sales. It's going to be all about where to find sales right now in today's changing market, what's working for some of our top people, what to say to those sales, and how to convert them and how to close them properly, okay? And the reason why that's important, guys, is because I was blessed in that I know sales and I know sales language. That means I could sell in any situation. So what most people don't understand is that one of the best places to sell right now is on Facebook chat, on Messenger. However, the communication pattern is different. When you're live with someone, when you're on the phone with someone, or when you are on Facebook Messenger. And so there's literally tips and techniques and strategies that you can implement to make your closing ratio more effective on Facebook Messenger. We're going to be teaching you that the second day at Relentless.
Okay.
Sound fair?
Sounds fair.
So yeah, for me, what worked for me was the fact that I built a foundation on understanding sales communication. And I used that mainly at the doors, on the phones, with my center of influence, and at open houses. Those were the 4 core pillars for me at the beginning.
I see. Okay.
All right, Brandon.
Thank you so much, Danny.
Hey, man. Thanks for following. Thanks for connecting. Instagram, Facebook. Thanks for being here on the show. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, bud?
Appreciate you too, bud. Thanks
okay,
so
man.
Much.
Thanks. Go get them. Bye-bye. So that was Brandon, and I'm curious. I hope that helped everybody. As a matter of fact, if you're watching live right now, why don't you do this? Just what's the one thing you learned just from that little Q&A? Because everybody learns something, right? Maybe there was a little insight that you learned. If you can, comment with that. And while we're waiting for the next caller, Nick, do we have a question?
Yeah, someone asked, what CRM do we use?
And who is that?
Anthony Brown.
Anthony Brown. So wherever you're from, Anthony, look, I'll be honest, guys. The world of CRM has changed completely. And I say that because technology is just getting so much more advanced. However, I still do believe that in the real estate industry, we're a good 3 years behind where we should be. I would say that for those of you coming to Relentless, I'm going to be unveiling at Relentless a technology platform that I believe, because we helped co-create it, I believe has the specific things that you need. Because, guys, a CRM is not just or shouldn't just be a CRM. You need to be able to track analytics. You need to be able to see what's going on with your business. Your CRM needs to be able to keep all of your files. It needs to be able to, you need to be able to, in one or two clicks, post to Facebook with all of your marketing for all of your listings and all your properties. And so what I would say for now, Anthony, don't think too much about it. Get something that's affordable, that works, that's on a month-to-month contract. And then hopefully if you're joining us at Relentless, whether it's either in person or through livecast, you'll be able to check out what we have to offer you guys. I think you guys are going to like it a lot. Okay. So Nick, get me another question ready while I answer this one. Lauren, who do we have on the line?
Jerry from Texas.
Jerry, what's the last name? Tough to say?
Mark.
Jerry, what's up, buddy? How are you, man?
Pretty good, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Jerry, what's your last name?
It's Mariscal.
Mariscal. Perfect. So Lauren doesn't know Spanish. She's married to a Mexican, but she still doesn't know Spanish. So there's something wrong there, right?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I asked her for your last name. She was like, So Mariscal, that's very easy to say. So Jerry, what's up, man? How can I help you, buddy? Where are you from? You're from Texas. How many deals did you do last year? How many deals do you want to do this year?
Well, I've already closed 10 deals. I'm fairly new. I got 7 months active.
Awesome.
Just started.
Awesome. Good. Fantastic. So what's your question, my man?
Okay. How do you farm an area to door knock, and what is the reason you use to knock on their door? What sales pitch do you use?
Okay, so those were three questions in one. So number one, I could tell by you being new and doing so well, you're predominantly working with buyers right now. Is that correct?
Wow, it's a little mixture. I'm working with more buyers, but I've had already a couple listings that I've closed, and
awesome.
What I want to do is I want to close more listings.
Okay, yeah. I think one of the questions was, you know, like, why do you choose to door knock or why do you choose to farm? I think that's because you have more leverage when you gain listings. And I've actually I do a training where you can actually we break down the hourly value of a listing agent versus a buyer's agent, and the listing agent's hourly value is about 4 times the hourly value of a buyer's agent. It's not to say don't work with buyers. I'm a believer that you only work with buyers until you build up your listing skill and your listing capacity, and then eventually you focus on listings and you delegate the buyers. But that's a whole another training. Your question was, where do you farm? Or ask it again, my man.
Yeah, how do you farm an area? And how do you farm an area to door knock? And what is the reason you use it to knock the door? And what sales pitch do you use?
Okay, so how do you farm an area? Me personally, you are 7 months in the business, right?
Yes.
I would not be spending any money on any advertising or any marketing for about another good 24 months. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because what you're doing so far is working. You've got good energy inside of you right now. Things are going good. You're closing deals. You're in a rhythm right now. I would say save the money, put it aside in a marketing fund. But if it's outside of maybe advertising your listings on Facebook, me personally, I wouldn't do it. I average 28, 32, and 36 closings my first 3 years without spending a dime in marketing and advertising. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is if you're going to go ahead and say, I'm going to go do it, you need to get with your title rep. They need to find you the area that has the highest density of homes and the highest turnover in the area. Okay. The third thing is you need to decide your approach. Some people like to mail. Nowadays, you can actually go and advertise to those people on Facebook. That's what I would probably do. And some people like to do good old fashioned door knocking and a combination of those things. I'm a little old school, man. Like if I were to start from scratch and I had no money and like I was just getting going and I wanted to build my career, listen, I can do what I do now and coach who I coach now. I can stand in front of an audience of 10,000. I was able to build this company from scratch. Why? Because I was able to do the hard work that nowadays most people don't want to do. So I would encourage you, go door knock for 2 to 3 hours a day for 2 to 3 years. You're going to learn so much about selling, so much about communicating, so much about reaching out and connecting with people that no one will be able to take those lessons away. And then when you convert your business to a more leveraged model and people are coming to you and ads are working for you, you'll be able to convert those people easier. You can spend all the money you want in advertising, guys, but if you don't know what to say, guess what? It does you no good. That sound fair?
Appreciate it, Danny.
You got it, my man. Where in Texas are you?
I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Dallas-Fort Worth. I got a lot going on in Dallas. I might be stopping there. I have a friend out there, Alicia Trevino. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah, hook up with her. Tell her, hey, we got to get Danny down here. I think they're working on getting me down there to do a talk. And if so, I look forward to meeting with you and shaking your hand. Okay, bud?
Okay. I spoke with my broker. Well, hopefully we can get you out here too with us. Hopefully we can make it happen.
All right. We'll see how we do that. All right. Take care, bud.
Okay. Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. So that was an important lesson for everybody. And Nick, I want you to have just something on standby. You know, guys, there's a process to growing a business and there's a process to growing a leveraged business. And I think part of that process is building a foundation, and no one can take away from you the foundation that you build when you go out there and you pay the price. Look, it's not sexy. It's not exciting. It's hard work. You know, you're going to, you know, have holes in your shoes, you know, but 20 years into the game, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be who I am today if I wasn't willing to pay that price when I would go out and door knock every single day or get on the phones 3 to 4 hours a day or learn my scripts and memorize my scripts. You know, one of the things that many people have a hard time with is they have doubt that they can handle objections. Well, they have doubt that they can handle objections because they're not talking to enough people and they're not getting their teeth kicked in enough. That's just part of the process, guys. It's part of the process, and you can't negate that. So, Nick, do I have a question?
Yeah. So, Kevin Kelly asks, what is your best advice to gather new clients? Also, what's your advice on building a team? How many people do you interview before one hire?
Okay, so that's like – so Kevin Kelly is taking advantage of the system here because he's asking like three questions, right? But that's okay. So, read them to me again.
So, the first one is, what's your best advice to gather new clients?
What's your best advice to gather new clients? It depends on what phase in your business you're in. If you're, I teach, there's three phases, right? The first one is the foundational phase. The second one is when you actually have leverage. And then the third one is when you're in mastery. And depending on which phase of your business you're in is the answer. I'm going to go ahead and let's just assume that you're in the foundation phase, right? Then I think I just answered that. I think that the best way to go out and get business is to go meet people. I would be prospecting 3 hours a day and doing 2 open houses a weekend. As a matter of fact, anybody out there that wants to do 30 deals this year, you go prospect 3 hours a day and host 2 open houses a weekend. You're gonna stumble upon 30 houses a year, 30 deals a year. All right. What was the question about building a team?
What's your advice on building a team? How many people do you interview before one hire?
My advice about building a team is do not build a team until you are a proven leader. Look, I know that what we have done may look easy. I know after 7 years doing $987 million in sales volume, I know that may look easy. But the thing most of you guys got to understand is that right now, this whole team building thing is kind of like a fad. And everybody immediately, like I see it happen all day long. People sell 10 houses, 15 houses, and they either want to jump on a team or go lead a team. Go close 40, 45, 50 transactions by yourself and the help of two admins. Go have so much business that the overflow in the business is such that you can't handle it. Then you can start building a team. And that would be my advice to all of you, is to hold off as long as you possibly can. Push yourself and an admin, and at most maybe a TC, because that's how you're going to be as profitable as possible. And then once you finally cannot handle the immense amount of overload of business, and by the way, not the first month or the second month or the third month, after the fourth or fifth month of you seeing continuously so many leads are coming in that they're falling through the cracks, then you go out and you bring on your first buyer's agent. If not, please listen to me. Please listen to me. I've been doing this for 20 years. I don't think there's too many people that can coach you. As a matter of fact, out of all the coaches out there, I don't think there's another that actually sold 150 deals a year, built a team, buys 80 to 100. As a matter of fact, Lauren, we're going to buy 150 flips this year. Did you know that? Buys 150 flips a year, took all of that and opened the brokerage, runs a brokerage and coaches people every single day and is in the game every single day, right? It's easy to say, I'm going to go be a coach. It's another thing to actually build a foundation behind it. So if I'm telling you, I'm telling you that because I want to save you some heartache and some headache. And if you're really serious about that, Leverage, which is our coaching program, it's all people doing 30, 40, 50, 100, 150, 225 deals a year. And that's what the program is all about, is how to structure and build a team the right way. All right. So we've got another caller here. Who do we have, Lauren? Who do we have on the line?
This is Edward.
He just emailed today, huh? Yes, I was excited about this one. Edward, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Edward from what part of Florida?
I actually live in Ontario. I've lived in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, for about 20 years, though.
Oh, okay. So Ontario, Canada?
No, California, right down the street from you.
Oh, you're right there. Okay, well, good, man. Good. So what's the question, bud?
Okay, so I was licensed in Florida. I'm actually in the process of getting licensed here in California, but I was licensed previously in Florida for 12 years.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know what you suggest, like how to overcome sellers' objections to reductions in commission when you're trying to get a listing. Because I don't know if it was just specific to South Florida, but there was a lot of brokerage, like a lot of discount brokerages out there, and everybody was always asking for breaks on commission when you were listing their place.
Okay.
So I just wanted to know.
Yeah. So the first piece of advice that I would give you, I wouldn't be too concerned with any of that. I would put all of my energy into getting licensed as soon as possible. Can I tell you why? Because there is this thing in business called opportunity cost, people. And every day that you're not licensed, you're losing out on opportunity. It's costing you money by not being licensed right now.
Yeah.
So I would say literally, man, the best advice I could give you, put everything else to the back burner and go pour your heart and soul into those books and go ahead and get licensed. That's the number one thing that I would be doing if I were you. Sound fair?
Okay. Yeah.
The second thing, and this is for all of you, I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're in Fontana, California. I don't care if you're Chicago, Illinois. I don't care if you're in Phoenix, Arizona. I don't care if you're in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I don't care if you're in the freaking Bahamas. There are going to be discount brokers, discount agents, discount sellers, discount buyers. It's always going to be a part of the process. So the second thing that I would tell you is to just understand that the way you dealt with it in Florida is probably the same way you're going to deal with it here. It's just part of the business. It's part of sales. It's part of marketing. It's part of everything, guys. And I want to speak to this just for a second. In everything you do in life, there's going to be lower price, lower quality selections and higher price, higher quality selections. Anything there is, whether it's toothpaste, whether it's clothes, whether it's shoes, whether it's a watch, whether it's an automobile, whether it's a realtor, whatever you do, there's always going to be two options. And I'm just going to go ahead and say that there's nothing wrong. Like, there's a lot of like flat fee discount brokerages. You know, I used to have like negative feelings about that. God bless them. That's what they want to do. That's their model. There's nothing wrong with that. I would say you just need to first pick all of you, who you're going to be. And whoever you're going to be, you got to get really, really, really good at being that person. So if you're not going to be a discount or a flat fee broker, and if you're not going to discount your commissions, guess what, guys? Your social media game needs to be on point. You can't put out marketing pieces with a JCPenney suit talking about I don't cut my commissions. Your game has to be on point. Everything about you, your logo, your brand, your marketing pieces, everything about you needs to say I am worth the full 6% that I want to charge. So just make sure that you're
makes sense.
Make sure that your messaging, all of that is in alignment. And I will say this, Ed, is that all of that is that's a money psychology. It's a money psychology, and that's going to be day three of Relentless, guys. It's going to be all about your money makeup, and that's why we brought A-Rod for the event, is because we're going to end the event with him on the money day from the guy who signed the biggest contract in freaking Major League Baseball history and hangs out with Warren Buffett now. So,
okay.
Sound fair?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So what'd you learn from that?
Definitely that it's not specific to a certain region. It's basically everyone's dealing with the same objections. And basically, like you said, it's all about branding and, you know, how you come. I guess first impressions what really counts when you meet with your buyer or your seller. And, you know, they need to know that you're worth what you're commanding as far as your commission goes from the beginning.
Don't ever forget this, but value or cost, value or cost. And so if you want to get a full commission, make sure that your value proposition is out there and make sure that your value proposition is very, very clear. Make sure that you're fully prepared for an appointment. Make sure that you're able to show statistically how you help sellers get more money. You see what I'm saying, guys? It's like if you're going to fight that fight, make sure that you have the ammunition to fight it the right way is what I'm trying to say. Here, I'll end with this, guys. Here around our brokerage, All day long. There's 100% shops everywhere, right? All day long. So then people say, well, then how did you do it? How are you able to build this company without a national name brand recognition and with competitors all around that are constantly offering 100%? Or I have one agent, true story, one agent left us and his comp plan calculates to be 112%. He's literally getting paid to be there. I'm not lying to you at all. How do you do it? I can statistically prove and show that an agent in our brokerage compared to an agent anywhere else in one of these 100% shops literally sells 7 houses a year less when you're at another competing broker compared to ours. See, I can do that statistically. I can take you in the MLS. I can show you the reports. I can show you the graphs. And so 7 deals times $10,000, which is the average commission around here, basically by working anywhere else, you're losing $70,000 a year. Now, do you see how easily that came off the tongue?
Yeah.
See, I know my game because I have to know my game. It's the same thing with you. If you're going to play at that level, you got to know your game. You got to know your value proposition and you got to be able to prove it.
So it's basically be prepared.
100%. 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Sound good, man?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling. Take care.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. I think that was it. Yeah. Okay. So that was it, guys. Here's a question for all of you watching live right now. Those were 3 really good questions about 3 really good topics. If you can, comment what was the number one thing that you got out of it that you can apply to your business. Comment real fast. The number one thing that you got out of that you can apply to your business. And good, you guys are actually commenting. I like that. And then while we're doing that, I'll go ahead and I'll take 2 more questions. 2 more questions.
Chris Chung asked a question.
Chris, where is he? Where did he ask? Is he out there somewhere?
I can't see his question.
Okay. Nick, find me another good one, yeah?
Okay.
He said, what would you say to a prospect who is thinking about listing their house and buying a bigger and nicer one, but something is holding them back? What are the common things that someone in this situation would be thinking but not saying?
Okay, so what would you say to a prospect that wants to list their house and sell it to buy another house, a better house, but something is holding them back. Right? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Okay, so good. See, this is the tough thing about these live shows. You guys want all my secrets. Like, this is what like people pay me for, but that's okay. I'm going to give you some tips here. The first thing, all of you write this down. You don't say anything, you ask. Okay? You don't say anything, you ask. Part of the foundational basic principles that we teach that literally transform our clients and our agents' careers is we teach them how to communicate more effectively. And so I would start a dialogue with the questions and the scripting that we have, but you need to ask a question. So whenever there's a roadblock, all right, here we go. Write this down. Clarifying statement. Clarifying statement. This is a technique that I would use. Lauren, I have a feeling they're going to be getting a lot of good stuff out of me. Like, this is clarifying statement. A clarifying statement is something that clarifies what the objection really is. So in this case, the seller is telling me, you know, man, I really want to sell, but I don't know, man. It's a bigger house, and I guess I got to be sure. I got to be sure that this is the right thing, right? So I would say, so you got to be sure that this is the right thing. You know, it sounds to me like what you're saying is, write that down. It sounds to me like what you're saying is, say you want to have peace of mind from the decision that you're about to make, correct? And I lead them with a tie down, correct? Now, stop right there. All of that was structured. I didn't wing any of that. All of that was structured. Okay, and I'm not going to go into the details of how to structure it, but the entire sentence, every single word in it was structured to get me the result I wanted. Even the tie down at the end where I said, correct, the seller would probably say, yeah, that's exactly how I feel, right? And so then I would ask them, so tell me, what specifically would have to happen in order for you to feel comfortable with selling this home and moving up to the next one? Notice I'm not saying anything. I'm asking great questions. And when I ask great questions, guess what? The prospect opens up. And then you become a little bit of a counselor, but you're able to hear exactly what it is that's holding them back. And then listen, and this is something that I believe in. If it's the right decision for them, then you guide them to make the right decision. If it's the wrong decision from them, this is where you cannot put your commission in front of what your client's needs are. Guess what you got to do? You got to say, look, it sounds to me like this might not be the right thing for you to do, and here's why. And I honestly think that's what made me so successful as a salesperson. I was never attached to the income. I was attached to the future of the client. And so that's the technique, right? I have a feeling that what Chris is asking me, however, is the psychology behind it. And I would say that for anybody that is thinking about selling their home and moving up, I would say that you got to get connected with your motivation. You got to get connected with the reason why. There's always in life going to be fear. There's always going to be hesitation, right? We're just wired that way, right? Sometimes there's going to be doubt. I think what has to happen is you got to get connected with what the motivation is and the reason is, right? Which is the reward. What is the pain associated with staying put? Right? And then which one is more valuable to you or which one means the most to you? And then based off of that, you got to write down on a piece of paper the pros and cons of the decision, and then you make the right decision based off of that. That's the direction that I would take it. All right, I'm getting dry mouth and I've been fasting all morning. I haven't ate yet, so I'm getting kind of hungry now. So I think I'm going to take one more good one. You got it, Nick?
Yeah. Craig Blongo, he says
that name sounds familiar. Craig.
He says, I'm starting to panic. I've been prospecting and doing all the activities. Maybe it's all the snow. I don't have a closing next month. What advice would you give me?
Okay, that's a great freaking question.
We don't have snow.
Yeah, but that's okay. I would love to actually talk to Craig. I don't know if that's possible. Let's get him on the phone, can we? Because this is a big one, because I love helping people through this, because these are real life situations. So Craig, if you could somehow comment your phone number, I'll call you like literally right now. He said, I think he just commented, I live in Delaware. Okay. Okay. He says, yes, call me. And now we just need a wait. And Lauren will dial you right away.
Right there. 302.
Okay. 1 second, got it.
This will be a good one for anybody struggling right now, anybody that's ever felt this panic before. This is good. This is going to be good.
I have one moment.
Look at that. We're getting all professional and stuff. We're calling people on the spot. We're live. All right. Craig.
Hey, Danny.
What's up, Craig? How are you, man?
Hey, man. I took a picture of you. I flew into San Diego.
I remember you. I know exactly who you are. I know exactly who
remember,
you are.
I got your kids to sign my book. I got your wife to sign it.
Yes. Yeah, you're a wonderful guy. How are you, my man?
I'm okay, Danny. I remember, I don't know if you probably don't remember.
Go for it, buddy. Go for it.
Hey, I left my job in November.
Okay.
Yeah, I left my job. Remember, I think we talked before. Is are you interested in real estate? Or are you committed? I was like, shit, I'm committed, and I quit my job.
Okay. All right.
And I've had a closing every month since. But now I'm starting to panic because I don't have a closing next month.
Okay. Cool. So first thing we've got to help you with. You got a pen and a piece of paper?
I sure do.
All right. Rule number one. You ready?
Yeah.
You left this job, but you haven't left the job. You all need to pay attention to this. You left the job, but you haven't left the job.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is rule number one, like, I don't care that you've had a closing every month. That's not what's supposed to happen. I mean, it's great when it happens, but you're running a business now, Craig. You understand that?
Yeah.
You're running a business. So sometimes you're going to close a deal. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're going to close three deals. Sometimes you close four. Sometimes you go 2 months without any. That means that you need to structure your finances in a way to where when you do close a deal, and again, all of you coming to Relentless, I'm going to teach you in the Money Day, step by step, the commission structure, how to pay yourself, who to pay, when to pay, what buckets to fill, all of that. I can't do that right now, Craig, but what I will tell you is this. I can pretty much guarantee you that what it costs you to live was less than the amount that you actually got in your commission check. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I get a settlement and it's like you celebrate, you take the family out to eat, you know.
Well, hang on. So what does it cost? What does it cost you to live every month?
It costs me. Well, I mean, you know, costs are pretty low compared to California, but with mortgage, it's probably about $2,800 a month.
Okay, fantastic. And what is your average commission check, Craig? No. Hold on. Hold on, Craig. Repeat after me. Stop saying what I need to make. It's again. You're not in a job now. You're in a business.
Okay.
Right. See, we got to do some rewiring because what happened here is you went on a good little stretch run. You felt pretty good. And then you kind of took the pedal off the metal. And now all you're feeling is the result of that. I want you to start thinking more about the future and more about building a business than about getting a check every single month. Because if not, guess what? You will always get a check every month. Or sometimes you won't. You're an income builder right now, Craig. Make sense?
Right.
Remember at Vision, I talked about the difference between an income builder and an empire builder?
Yeah.
Follow me? So then we've got to help you connect to your vision, Craig, right? Why did you get into real estate?
I helped my family. I helped me and my wife, and my wife is pregnant, and I helped... You know, the agent we was working with, she didn't, all the agents we was working with at the time, I felt like weren't looking out for us. They were just trying to make a paycheck. So okay. I got my real estate license and I helped me and my wife buy our first home.
Okay, great.
And then I started helping other people, friends and families and,
I enjoy helping people.
Okay, beautiful. All right. And the first three deals that you closed, correct me if I'm wrong, but all three were friends and family?
Yes.
Okay. Problem number two, Craig, you ready?
Yes.
You don't have a big enough COI yet to just depend on your COI. That's your center of influence.
Okay.
So in other words, these entire 3 months, I can pretty much guarantee you, you haven't been hunting, you've been servicing, correct?
Well, I've been an agent for like 15 years now, but I used to do it this part time, and I decided to give it a go full time again.
Craig, I love you, but
so it went from being a hobby.
Hey, Craig. Hey, Craig.
Full time career.
Hey, Craig. You ready?
Yeah.
You haven't been hunting, you've been servicing.
Okay.
Meaning you haven't been every single day out hunting for new business, because if you were, you would have new business. You've been servicing the friends and family that have been coming to you. Make sense?
Right.
And so you need to start immediately, right away. And by the way, Craig, I've got good news and bad news. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The good news is I'm going to get you out of this mess.
Okay.
The bad news is it's going to take you 90 days.
Okay.
All right. But in 90 days, you won't be closing one deal a month. You'll be closing 2 to 3 deals a month. You ready?
That's what I want to do.
Okay. Every day, right now, every day, especially since you're struggling financially, every day you do not have a choice. At 8 o'clock in the morning, I want you to start calling expired and for sale by owner listings every single day. Craig, mark my words, you're going to get your teeth kicked in because you're brand new at it. It's okay. You're not doing that for today. You're doing that for a year to two from now. Sound fair?
Okay.
Next thing I want you to do is I want you to go door knock the highest, the area with the highest level of turnover in your area. And I want you to go meet people.
Okay. But it's snowing here, Danny. It's snowing.
Okay, no problem. Then I want you to call them.
Okay, I'll call them.
Okay. The next thing I want you to do, because Craig, I'm sorry, but you don't have a choice whether it's snowing or not. You got to feed your family. The next thing I want you to do
is to feed the family.
Yeah, I need you to set up some open houses on the weekend. You're going to work 7 days a week for the next 21 days without taking a break.
I got a couple listings, but I mean, I need a paycheck.
Okay.
I need to get paid.
Okay. Then I need.
Yeah.
Okay. But are you hearing the plan?
Yes. I got it. Writing it down.
Yeah. This is exactly what I did when my family was in trouble. I looked at my wife and I said,
right,
babe, you're not going to see me for 90 days. And for 90 days, I focused on one thing, getting in front of people. Now, look, I know all of you guys who are used to advertising and you want to find it the easy way and you want to go on Facebook. And look, I get it. I'm the biggest social media guy there is. But sometimes you need to be real with where you're at in life. And for Craig, we don't have the resources to do any of that. So we got to go old school and we got to get out there and meet with people. And then finally, Craig, you ready?
Right. Yes.
You need to call every human you know. Every human you know, every human you've ever met, don't wait for them to call you. You call them and you tell them, hey, it's Craig. I just got into real estate. Prices are dipping a little bit because of the snow. Who do you know that is looking to buy or sell a house that I can help?
Right.
You need to get on the phone and actively get after them. You need to go on Facebook and actively make sure that your friend requests them. Those three listings that you got to feature them on Facebook. And anytime anybody likes them or comments on them, there goes a lead, a potential lead that you messenger on the site. And at Relentless, I'll show you exactly what to say. Sound fair, bud?
I even signed up for a dialing system too.
Okay, good. Well, there you go. You could use it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
The main difference, Craig, is the psychology. It's hunting versus servicing. Hunting versus servicing. Right now, you got to go hunt, my man. You got to go hunt. In the future, once we've been hunting for 3 years, I'll show you how to become the hunted. But for right now, you're in a different place in your life and in your career. You got to go out there and you got to continuously hunt. Sound fair?
Sounds fair.
All right,
I use that journal that I got every day too.
I know you
where
do.
Where you do the affirmations and what I want to earn.
Yeah, change, just make sure you're writing the right language. I earn, not I will earn, not someday I'll earn. I earn.
Right.
Manifest it and declare it. Like if it's already here, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Okay. Take care, man.
All right. Thank you, Danny.
All right. Follow up with me in about 30 days. Shoot me a message. I want to see how it's going, okay?
All right. I will.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, that was question number 4. We're doing good out there?
Yeah, you want another one?
I kind of don't. If it's a quick one, yeah, I'll take a quick one. No. It's not. There's no quick ones.
People want the free stuff.
People want like all the, yeah. It's kind of funny how that works out. Yeah. Okay, guys, so listen, thank you for being here. We're going to do another show again next week. If you want your question answered live the way we did it here today, go to DannyMorrell.com/ask. As a matter of fact, all of you, if you have a question and it wasn't answered, go to DannyMorrell.com/ask. Right now, we will be calling you. We'll set up 3 to 4 callers, and we'll be getting you all the questions that you need and all the help that you need. And then if you haven't gotten your tickets at Relentless, look, you really want to learn? Come spend 3 days with me. Go to RelentlessEvent.com. I can't tell you enough. We're going to go through the psychology, how to get the sales, what to say to them, and then really how to structure your finances in a way to where your commission checks are flowing continuously. You're going to gain the peace of mind that you want. All right, guys, relentlessevent.com. I'll leave you with this. Is flying to California is too far? Your dreams are too small. Take care. Bye-bye.